Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today, on this New Year's Day, we're going to be talking about 3D leadership. Think, feel, behave. So many of you probably have seen 3D movies. I'm sure most of you have seen 2D movies, which are just your basic movies that are out there. And of course there's 4D, which if you've gone to like a Universal Studios or Disneyland, you might have been part of a 4D show. But we're going to focus on 2D and 3D today. So 2D is generally length times height. There's really no depth to a movie. At 3D, there's length times height times width, which makes it more lifelike. And then the 4D has the length times height times width. And then the other element is time or motion. It's more abstract. So movies as examples for this purpose. There's a movie has entertainment value. The makers of a movie have different intentions for their audiences. Some of the movies can be comedic, can be sad, can be thrillers, horror. There's all types of movies out there that cause certain reactions in us. So some of the movies, they have messages, maybe political messages behind them. And so wanting you to come away with a theme, a message to take home with you. A movie can get you to think a certain way, and the creators of a movie, even TV shows, they embed certain dialogue so that, and create these characters so that it gets you thinking in a certain direction, and maybe multiple directions, and it causes you to feel a certain way because of that thinking. And then because of that feeling that you have, you may have certain behaviors, reactions to it. So the movies in general get you to think, to feel, and to behave, react in a certain way. So for example, a movie that is based around animals might get you to think about animals and the precious life that they have. It may get you to feel sympathy or empathy for the animals in the movie, and that could cause you to react tearfully. And even when you go home to hug your pet, it can get you to sign up at your local animal shelter to volunteer. So movies have a purpose, and primarily, yes, they're entertainment value, but there are other underlying tones to movies. A 2D movie can have a 3D effect. You might say, well, how can it have that if you don't got your glasses on, you're not seeing in 3D? Well, there's what's called a cognitive behavioral therapy. This is something that's used by therapists out there. Not everyone uses CBT. However, it is a common use. So CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy, and there's what's called the cognitive triangle model, which if you look it up, you'll see at the top there's cognitive, which is the thinking, and then on the two lower ends of the triangle you have behavioral and you have thinking, which is used in CBT. And the purpose of CBT is to, if you affect one area, you can affect the other areas, and they're all tied together. How you think can affect how you feel and behave, react. How you behave can be a result of how you're thinking, and how you're feeling can be a result of how you're thinking. Your behaviors can be a result of how you're feeling and thinking. They're all interconnected. So therapists focus on, say, the thinking part, to change a client's thinking so that they can change their behaviors and their feelings toward what it is they're dealing with. So movies, in a way, use cognitive behavioral thinking, use the cognitive triangle, maybe not purposely, but embedded in that, you can see the way the cognitive triangle model is used within movies. So that's like a 3D effect, because 2D movies are there and there's really no depth to them. But if you add that element, that third dimension of, and you add thinking, feeling, behaviors, you get that lifelike, because you get that feeling, that whole experience in there. So, you know, 3D movies make you feel like you're in the movie. They can enhance your senses. They can enhance that thinking, that feeling, those behaviors, because you feel like you're in that movie. So how does 3D leadership, how does 3D movies, 2D movies, CBT apply to 3D leadership? So as you're leading others, you're not just out there walking around doing nothing and people, you expect people to follow you. You expect to lead others. You're in a leadership role. You're just not there just in the role. It requires certain actions. And so when you're leading others, it requires that you get others to think. You start with thinking, and how do you get them to think? One, you lead by example. As you're out there being the example, how you would like them to become or be, they get to thinking in their minds, wow, he or she is doing that, I can do that too. Or he or she is modeling, exemplifying what it is to be a team member, or what it is to complete certain tasks, what it is to achieve goals. The capabilities are there. Overcoming fear is there. And you lead by example, and people get to thinking, and that thought process gets going. But that's just the beginning. You can also mentor and coach others. You work with them. You create structures. You create goals. You discuss certain cases, issues in the business, or whatever it is that you're working on, and have a dialogue, conversation to get them to think. You impart your words of wisdom to them that gets them to think. You ask them questions and get them to think. How would you approach this situation? And they might say, well, you're the leader. You're the one that's teaching me. Well, that's true. You want to get them to start to think and generate ideas and have it as a safe environment where they can share their ideas, share answers to those questions you put before them, so that they don't think any answer's dumb. There's no such thing as a dumb answer, in this sense that you're getting them to generate ideas and their thought process flowing. So ask them questions. You want to create an environment, whether that be with the visuals, instructions, hands-on learning. The environment you create is also important, because it gets them thinking, and it can set the tone for allowing thoughts, ideas to flow. Some people even listen to certain types of music that gets their thoughts flowing, that gets them relaxed. So thinking, this whole thinking process is important to begin the thought process. Just like in a movie, where you start hearing the dialogues between the characters, you start seeing how they start feeling toward each other, and then you start seeing how they behave within the movie, the things they do, the things they don't do, the things that are unsaid. You also have the sounds in the movie. You have the music that creates a certain feeling within you, certain reaction. Music is powerful, and the sounds within a movie. Most of the movies, you'll hear music throughout the entire song that creates a certain tone, a mood. So the power of music within movies is important. So you want to get them to start thinking. That's important and that's key with your 3D leadership. And the thinking, when it goes to that next level, it gets them to feel a certain way about themselves, to feel a certain way about the organization they work for the causes that they're promoting or believe in, the businesses that they come in contact with their colleagues, with their peers, with teammates, with you, with other leaders, everyone they come in contact with. In that work structure, in that work environment, you're getting them to feel a certain way by creating that thought process flowing. And that feeling's important. That feeling should be good, upbeat, inspired, should lead them to behave in a certain way, react in a certain way. That's going to lead for positive outcomes for your business, for your organization, for your, even for your local PTO groups, for your book clubs, for your meetup groups that you lead, whatever it is you're involved in that structure. So those thoughts lead to your feelings. And so those feelings are generated within, and they start feeling good about themselves. And once the thought process and the feelings get interconnected, how they start thinking, and then they feel, wow, I thought I came up with that idea. I came up with that answer. And it was all just based on you as a leader asking the right questions, asking and putting out their different scenarios. What would you do in this situation? How would you respond? How would you not respond? And with the environment you set before them, showing them visuals, giving them instructions, hands-on learning. So all of that, and maybe even playing soft jazz or easy listening music in the background. Whatever works for you and your team, whatever works for you and those that you lead. So, and so they feel good and they start feeling certain ways. And then once those feelings and thoughts are interconnected, then the behaviors, the reactions. The behavior can include action toward completing tasks, achieving goals, and they put forth their capabilities toward the team, toward your business, toward bettering themselves. So the behaviors, they got that thought process going, they're feeling good, they're feeling inspired, motivated, they get out there and they start performing their tasks and completing them. They feel confident in themselves and who they are. And so they complete those tasks, and those tasks move them one step closer toward achieving goals as a team and as an individual. And all of these things that they're learning, they might not even know consciously that they're learning, but they're learning and applying this, and they're creating value in themselves, they're building themselves, and they're taking that with them home, they're taking that with them to other areas. You're putting out good stuff for them so that they carry it forward, that they take it with them, not just in the work environment, but in their personal lives. So they have these behaviors in there. And you're going to, every now and then, you're going to get individuals that just are not getting it, are not in that thought process. You can lay down everything, can be almost perfectly set for them, the table. And they won't get to thinking, they won't get to feeling good, they won't get inspired, their behaviors are still bad. And so that's where additional steps might be necessary. And so this leads me to talk about, we often focus on the behaviors when maybe we should be focusing on the thinking. We see our team in disarray, we see teammates not working together, and we're focusing on the punishment, we're focusing on the behaviors. That we're forgetting that often it starts with thinking and getting them feeling a certain way. And then that can affect the behaviors. But if we're focusing on the behaviors, then that thinking, those feelings are still there and not being addressed. And yes, you're not their therapist, but you can approach things differently. And yes, it's important to address behaviors that are going against the team, or behaviors that are affecting your business outcomes, stuff like that. When people have bad behaviors that are just divisive, all these things need to be addressed. And so those individuals that are just not jiving, that are not getting to that thinking, that feeling, all that, there could be other personal things going on. There could be other dilemmas. So that's where you might have to look at that angle. And there's times where you just have to address the behavior. Just like when somebody goes speeding, there's laws out there and people keep speeding. And until they get a ticket, then that's that punishment that is there to try to get them to change the behavior. It might not change their thinking or their feelings. It can, in the sense that, oh, I got a speeding ticket. And so it gets them thinking, I better not do it again. Or it gets them feeling, man, I feel bad. I know I shouldn't be doing this. But sometimes addressing the behavior is only temporary. But to address that thought process and get it embedded in the thought process, which produces those feelings, I think personally is the better route to go than just solely focusing on the behaviors. There's a time and place for that. So remember the importance of 3D leadership. And on this New Year's Day, this is a brief addition to the NG Unplugged show. And just wanted to, a lot of people see movies on New Year's Day. A lot of people go see movies throughout the holidays. A lot of movies are out there. Some are in 2D, some are 3D. So next time you're out watching a movie, think about your leadership and how you can apply the 3D model, the cognitive triangle model, to your leadership and with those that you lead. So remember your value. Remember, you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. No one can take your ability to lead others and get them to think and feel and respond in a certain way that's overall productive and for the benefit of the team, for that individual, for you, for the company, for the organization, and everything else that matters. So until next time, take care.